The sunlight reflects on the snow-covered forest beside a mountain range. Text: Hallmark Movies and Mysteries presents A Maple Valley Christmas.
This is my favorite story. It's the story about two people so in love that anything seemed possible.
Those people were my great-grandparents, who in 1931, with nothing more than the clothes on their backs, crossed this country in search of a new life. And when they got here, it looked nothing like it does now. There was no trees, no barn, no house. And with just a dream, they started planting maple. And eventually my grandparents took over, planted more, and same with my mother. And now 4 generations later, Maple Valley Farm is the largest maple syrup farm in Montana. And terrible joke alert, but when I am feeling sappy, I like to remind myself that patience and hard work begets sweetness. And speaking of sweetness, maybe you want to gift some for Christmas. So, awkward segue and shameless plug for our popular barrel-aged maple syrup and other delicious maple source products. Now, if you follow me, we will make our way to the gift shop.
The young woman leads a group of visitors to a lodge with trumpet-playing nutcrackers beside a maple syrup stand.
Our wonderful ranch hands Margot and Ollie are here to help you. And if you need a Christmas tree, be sure to visit our neighbors at the Fernandez Tree Lot. Just make a left out of the driveway, you can't miss it. And don't forget, Maple Valley Farm hosts an unforgettable week of Christmas activities. We have a giant tree lighting, we've got photos with Santa, a maple Christmas fair, and the not-to-miss prime rib sleigh ride dinner. So check out our website, or just pester Margot.
She steps into the lodge. Inside, a blonde woman sits at a reception desk with an open ledger and a laptop.
How's it going?
Pretty good. I'm just about finished the books. I just need the sales from the last few days of the quarter, and then we can go over into the numbers.
What you got there?
Well, more packaging and gift wrapping for the maple shop.
Wait, we already need more?
Business is good.
And so is your husband, because I brought you guys some peppermint bark.
Oh, my hero.
I know.
An older woman sits at a kitchen table with a French press.
Quanto tempo è qui? How long will he stay? Per quanto tempo?
All three enter the kitchen together.
Buonasera, famiglia mia.
Buonasera, mia suocera.
Ora tu chi possiamo avere una riunione di famiglia?
What are you saying?
Something about a family meeting.
When did you learn Italian?
Oh, I spent a lot of time with your mother.
Uh-huh. Trev is right. And I do want to have a family meeting. No, don't worry. No, everything's okay. I just have some news to share. Well, it's not going to be shocking, because as you know, I've been pulling back a little from the farm, you know, working less.
Oh, we've noticed.
And you also know that I've been thinking about retiring, and I've decided it's finally time. I have loved every minute of my life here, of raising you two here, working alongside you. I mean, it's been a dream come true. And now I'm ready for a new chapter, and you're ready to take the reins. You know, my mother passed this land on to me, and now I get to pass it on to you two to run together.
But this place doesn't run without you.
Of course it does.
But you're our glue.
I know that this is going to be a big change, but I also know that you two, you got this.
We're going to be partners. Partners!
Oh, we're going to miss you, boss.
He hugs her tightly. The two sisters gape, holding their coffee mugs. In a skyscraper in a bustling downtown city, a sharp-looking man in a blazer escorts an elevator. A young man brings him a coffee cup.
Hey, buddy. Phoenix Park?
You bet.
How's the old man's mood?
Oh, you know how he gets over the holidays.
I do. And every Christmas, I'm hoping that this is the year he's going to change.
That would be a Christmas miracle.
Oh, yeah.
A large corner office.
Dad, looking good. New tie.
All right, let's talk about the Phoenix property.
The two men sit opposite the older man.
So, after reviewing the file, it looks like, there's a lot of good options for the land next to the retail space. Affordable housing, community garden, park.
Show me the numbers.
We're still working on the numbers.
So we're basically not meeting our timeline. Aaron, lean on them.
Dad, It's 10 days till Christmas. Everyone's in holiday mode.
He taps his pen, glaring at Aaron.
Okay. I'll check in on Monday. Can you set up a call?
Yes, but just to remind you, I'm out of the office. Starting tonight. Heading home for the holidays.
What do you do? For Christmas, Connor?
Oh, my whole extended family comes to town. It's lots of cooking, lots of eating. Someone brings up old drama. Multiple people cry. Beautiful family traditions. What about you two? What do the Davenports do for Christmas?
I go.
I ski.
Connor glances between them. He checks his phone.
Steve, it's the real estate agent who called earlier.
You buying another property?
Hopefully.
I'm glad I'm kept in the loop.
Tell him I'll call him back.
By the way, Dad, I'm out of the office at noon tomorrow. I'm going to Aspen.
So you're leaving the office early. Long vacation? Must be nice.
I'll be working remotely.
It's fine. I work hard so you, my son, can play hard.
Steve pats Aaron on the back. In a large stable barn with a snow-covered roof, the blonde woman shovels feed from the floor into a wheelbarrow, wearing a wool cap and parka. Her sister enters the barn, selecting a shovel from the wall.
You're early. First one here gets to pick the music.
Those are the rules.
Well, the joke's on you, because I would have picked this anyway.
So that's pretty crazy about Mom, huh?
I mean, we knew it was coming, but still, it's a big change.
Yeah, I know. But sometimes change is good, even taking some risks.
Are you saying I don't take risks?
I'm not saying it. Are you sure you're okay with us being partners?
Of course. Why?
Because we're sisters?
Yeah, but we'll be good business partners. I mean, you have the MBA, I have the technical know-how. We have complementary skills.
Yeah, plus the farm runs like clockwork, so everything will be fine.
Exactly.
The sisters walk outside in the snow together. Their mother stands with an older man beside a Christmas tree.
There you go.
Oh, girls, look what Andres gave us.
Just a way of saying thank you for sending so much business my way.
Oh, nice try, honey, but you gift us a tree every year.
Well, it's always my pleasure. And this will be the last year as, the day you've all been waiting for has arrived. I spoke with my sister this morning. Everybody's finally on board.
Wait, you're selling your property?
Oh, you're just so happy to not have me as your neighbor any longer.
No, we will miss you. And we will come visit you in Florida, especially in the winter. You know how much your land means to our family.
And I know how long you've wanted it back.
We will have to discuss it first, though, of course.
So I just want to give you a heads up about a little issue. If it were up to me, I would sell the property directly to you. But it's my sister's land, too. And they want a public sale.
So you're listing it?
Yes, but it's just a formality.
Of course. We understand.
All right, good. Well, I gotta get going.
Okay. Thanks.
Andres closes the back of his truck.
Don't worry. The land's as good as ours. I'm just gonna want a property in the middle of nowhere, Montana.
Aaron chats on a phone in the Davenport conference room.
Okay, thanks so much. Yeah, you have a great holiday season as well. Okay. Bye-bye.
He walks out of the office, passing a golden Dia on the door, and sighs.
Aaron! Hey, pal! No. Whatever my dad has sent you here to tell me, no. My flight to Aspen is in an hour.
Yeah, about that. Teeny-weeny change of plans. Your dad needs you to look at a property in Maple Valley, Montana, tomorrow.
What? Maple Valley, why does that ring a bell? And why does this have to happen on my vacation?
Well, because the property just got listed, and supposedly, your dad has had his eye on this location for years. And you know how he gets when he wants something.
Oh, yeah, I do. And right now, what he wants is for me to not go on vacation. He always gets what he wants. Right?
The brunette sister supervises as two women drill into maple trees.
How's it looking? Good.
Margot examines a hose in a bucket hanging on a tree.
Think this one can use a new tap?
We've got two old tap holes here. Let me let her heal.
A flock of birds flies over a quiet mountain town in a cloudy daytime sky. On a country road, Aaron drives a luxury SUV. Something catches his eye as he passes. He reverses, rolling back up the same road and parks. He peers out of his window, smiling. A horse wearing a saddle sniffs the snowy ground. The ranch hands follow the brunette sister into the stable. One of the horse stalls is empty.
No. Archie got out again. Better go check the trail for him. Do you want me to go?
No, I got it. You two get out of here.
Aaron steps up toward the horse and carefully examines its reins.
Hey there, boy. Hi. You lost?
Where'd you come from?
He looks down at the ground, noticing horseshoe tracks in the snow.
Let me get on your back, all right? We're gonna get you home.
Aaron climbs up onto the horse and steers it toward the tracks.
Easy now.
In the snow, beside a grove of maple trees with buckets.
Come on, Archie, where are you?
She sighs as she walks, hands in pockets. Aaron rides the horse into the clearing, passing one of the bucket trees.
Here you are. Archie.
So that's your name.
Gotta stop running off, buddy. Thanks for finding him.
My pleasure.
Aaron rides up and gets off the horse, smiling.
Surprised you're having such an easy time with him.
I grew up around horses.
Anyway, thanks for saving the day. What are you doing out in these woods, anyway?
I was just driving by, and I saw Archie here looking like a lost puppy. I figured somebody must be looking for him. I need to find my car. Do you know where Tilden Lane is?
Yeah. You know, why don't I get Archie back, and I'll walk you. It's the least I can do.
Sure.
America, by the way.
Aaron. Where am I?
You're on my family's maple syrup farm.
Weird.
What is it?
It's just familiar.
Erica smiles, leading Archie by the reins. Aaron follows. They pass several trees with buckets and large candy canes decorations.
So this is a maple farm. Where's all the syrup? And the lumberjacks with the flannels carrying the big buckets.
Well, the maple syrup doesn't exist yet because the sap is still in the trees. It doesn't blow until late winter, early spring. And we'll harvest the sap, boil it down, grate it, bottle it. As for the lumberjacks, they're probably with the other outdated ideas about farming. This farm's run by my mom. Actually, now it's run by my sister and me.
So you're female lumberjacks. Lumberjackies?
Erica scoffs at him. Bulbs of mistletoe with red decorative bows hang from garlands, connecting the trees. Aaron glances around at the decorated trees as Erica walks with Archie.
What is this?
Oh, it's part of our Christmas-themed horseback ride. We take groups through the candy cane forest, past the twirly, swirly gumdrop plains to here, the mistletoe meadow. It's a social media favorite.
Aaron pauses, eyes wide.
I know why this is familiar to me. I've been here before. It was a family vacation. I was probably 7 or 8 years old. Is that possible?
Yeah. My mom or grandma would have been your guide.
Wow. What a small world.
Come on.
So this is your job? You take people out on horseback ride to bring them to the mistletoe so they can kiss?
Yeah, it's what it says on my LinkedIn. No, I obviously do other things than that, but yes, part of my job does entail trying not to watch happy couples kiss while fielding questions from strangers about my dating status.
Oh, I'm sure that never gets old.
No, never. I love twice a day, 5 days a week, people asking me, why am I single?
I'm sure it's tough, though. To date here, you know, it's a small town, small pool. But you can date tourists.
Yeah, but I don't date the tourists.
Aaron glances at her, grinning.
We're almost back.
The lights of the stable light up the early evening sky. Erica leads Archie into a stall decorated with a pine tree-shaped advent calendar hanging beside several cowboy hats.
So you're from out of town?
Yeah, San Diego.
That's not too far. What brought you out here?
Just here for business. Just passing through.
Aaron removes one of the hats from the wall and examines it, smiling.
It's a nice hat. Where can I get something like this?
You don't get a cowboy hat. You earn it. Is that the car's on Tilden Lane?
Yeah, it's right past the turnoff.
It's not too far. I'll walk you.
They walk past the front of the house.
Oh, there you are, hon. Eggnog's ready.
Mom, who do we have here?
Hi, I'm Aaron.
Oh. Archie got out. Aaron found him.
Oh, well, let us thank you with some eggnog.
Okay.
She leads them inside to the living room.
Come on in, Aaron.
That's good. That's good.
This is my younger daughter, Heidi, and her husband, Trevor. This here is Aaron. He's our honorary ranch hand for the day. Archie got out and he found him.
Oh, hi. Nice to meet you.
Howdy.
Would you like that eggnog now?
I am definitely ready for that eggnog. So, were you guys doing something?
No, we're just hanging out.
Mm-hmm. Just voluntarily hanging out with relatives. For fun.
Mm-hmm. That's what we do.
I've heard of this, but I've actually never witnessed it.
Pretty shocking to me the first time I did it, too.
Okay. But you know, this is incredible eggnog.
Oh, thank you. Old family recipe.
A very old one. My great-grandma perfected it.
We've toned down the bourbon. Winters used to be colder.
So, Aaron, where are you coming from?
Born and raised in San Diego.
Just visiting Maple Valley?
Yeah, I'm just passing through on my way to Aspen.
If you're still around tomorrow, why don't you come to the tree lighting? Starts at dusk.
Yeah. If I'm still here tomorrow, I will definitely be there.
A gentle snow falls outside the house. Erica opens the front door, leading Aaron out.
Oh, wow. It's so beautiful. And freezing. Hey, you don't have to walk me.
Oh, if you're sure.
He carefully brushes her hair.
You just had some snow in your hair.
Erica takes a deep breath, then lunges forward, kissing Aaron full on the lips. He flinches at first, then relaxes, touching her arm. Their heads separate, and Erica gazes at him. He gapes.
I'm so sorry. I have no idea what just came over me.
Don't apologize.
They smile nervously. Aaron glances back at her as he walks down the porch steps into the snow.
Tilden Lane?
It's just behind the parking lot.
Okay.
He turns and starts off again.
One more thing. Andres Fernandez property?
Oh, it starts just at the end of the tree line there. Why?
He shakes his head, spreading his arms.
It's the reason I'm here. I'm a real estate developer and we're looking to buy his land.
Excuse me?
I work for a real estate development company?
No, I heard you. Wanna know why I'm single? I always pick the wrong men.
Erica turns, grimacing, as she walks back into the house, closing the door. Aaron's brow furrows. He turns and walks off, a puzzled look on his face. Erica joins Heidi and Trevor in the stables.
So, what happened with Mr. Real Estate Development Guy?
What? Nothing. What do you mean?
She means you walked him to his car and then returned looking like you just stuck your finger in a socket.
I told you that was because I just found out he might bid against us for the property.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that such a shock? We knew there'd be other bidders.
I mean, not like him.
Heidi smiles, glancing at Trevor. Heidi steps out of the stable, beckoning Erica closer with her head. Erica steps toward her, out of Trevor's earshot.
Something definitely happened between you two.
Fine,
that stays between us.
I sort of kissed him.
Seriously? That is so unlike you.
I know, believe me.
Well, how was it?
It was amazing.
It was like we had to kiss, like it couldn't not happen.
Well, that's exciting.
No, it's not exciting. It's not anything.
Why not?
Because if we get the property, I'll never see him again. And if he gets the property, I'll never want to see him again.
Listen, we should talk about the Fernandez land.
What about it?
I'm not sure if we should bid on it. I think that the money could be better used somewhere else.
But that was always the plan. Buy the land, plant more maple.
Yeah, but plans change, especially business plans. Let's discuss it with Mom.
Trevor and Mom hold decorative candy canes outside the house.
So instead of using the money to buy more land and maple, which takes 30 to 40 years to tap, we could use the money to build the business now. Buy our own sugaring house, vertically integrate. We could even go retail. I mean, people love our syrup. Why be limited to a gift store? We could sell in grocery stores.
Except we can't sell more syrup if we don't have more trees.
Okay, well, if we need more trees, then we buy more land later.
Except the land's available now.
We can buy other land later.
But this is the land we want.
But that is an emotional decision.
Girls, there's no right choice here. I can't get involved. You're partners now, you gotta figure it out. There's gonna be lots of big choices, and you're gonna have to find a way to make them together. You're gonna have to be patient, communicate with each other. You'll be fine.
But, Trevor, can you please explain that?
No, no. Not happening.
Okay, let's just table this for now. Focus on the Christmas tree lighting.
Heidi beckons Trevor, joining the ranch hands, as they enter the house. Erica walks over to her mom.
Don't worry.
Sorry.
She'll come around.
Oh, honey, I am not worried. But if I was worried, it wouldn't be about the land.
Erica frowns, glancing toward the house. Aaron passes several booths set up on the grounds, including one with homemade Swiss rolls and a table of large wrapped gifts. He approaches Erica at the maple syrup booth.
Hey.
Hey.
I didn't know if I was still invited after you kissed me and then in a totally bewildering twist got upset and stormed off.
Erica smiles sheepishly and steps out from behind the booth.
Sorry.
Apology accepted. You wanna tell me what's up?
My family has been on this land for nearly a century. Both this property and the Fernandez land, which we own. When we came here, there was nothing. We planted and we built and we turned it into what it is now. But there were hard times and it was bad weather. Sap didn't flow, machinery broke, and we needed money. So we sold what became the Fernandez land. I've been waiting 30 years to buy it back.
Wow.
Aaron sighs, glancing at the ground.
I wish you would have told me that earlier. Look, I mean, there's facets of the land that weren't ideal. I had my doubts, and maybe that's a sign. I'll tell my dad it's a no-go.
Really?
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, I'm very grateful and definitely not trying to change your mind, but you're sure?
Yes, yeah, no, the land, it wasn't right for us. And obviously, it means a lot to you.
They gaze at each other, smiling.
Now, if you'll excuse me, I'll go call my dad.
Aaron smiles, then turns away. In the Davenport office, Steve sits at his desk, eating food from a takeout container. He answers his phone.
Yep.
Hey, Dad.
Did you put our offer in yet?
No, I didn't. Didn't put the offer in. I've actually changed my mind. We're not going to bid.
Why not?
Well, there's a lot of reasons.
lots of reasons. The land isn't really build ready, and we'd have to dig more wells, run more power.
We'd have to also change the zoning to get out of its current use.
Oh, I see what's going on.
You don't want to bid because you don't want to stay out there while I close the
deal and send the surveyors. You want to go to Aspen.
No, that is not the reason. The reason I don't want to bid is because the neighbors want the land.
And?
And it's not worth our time or energy.
Working isn't worth your energy. Then what is, Aaron? Because this is your job.
This is our company.
Your company?
Okay, well, it will be yours one day, all right?
Well, if it's going to be my company, then I don't want this property in my portfolio.
Why? Because the neighbors want it? You know what? You give up too easy.
Look, Dad, this land is not right for us.
There are a lot of other options in Montana. I'll find you something else. I gotta go.
No, wait. Ah!
Erica and a young boy hang ornaments on a giant Christmas tree beside the house. Aaron approaches.
It's done.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm a little sad, though, that we're not gonna be neighbors.
Well, you wouldn't have lived on the property anyway, right?
I probably would have turned it into a vacation community or...
I would ruin it. It's quiet here. It's pristine. We've avoided development for so long.
Hopefully you've avoided it again.
So, tell me about this. What, Montana, big sky, big tree?
Oh, I will have you know this is not just any big tree. This was my grandparents' first Christmas tree in Montana. My grandma got a live tree and planted it here. And then every year they would decorate it and have a little tree lighting. It's now a very big tree lighting.
You're lucky. My family never did any of this stuff.
Why? What did your family usually do?
Expensive gifts, emotional stonewalling, Bailey's on cornflakes. It's a heartwarming time of year.
I think it's special you can join us.
Okay, everyone, it's time.
Trevor beckons the assembled crowd. They back away from the tree toward a colorful box with a lever.
Right.
Hi.
Hey, guys, hi. Oh, we're hugging.
Yeah, we're huggers, but we don't have to.
No, I like a hug.
Okay. And you know what? You have to come by the gift shop. I'm going to give you a bottle of that eggnog that you like so much.
Oh, thank you. That's very thoughtful.
All righty. Do the honors.
No, I'm not doing the honors anymore. It's Erica and Heidi's turn now.
Or maybe Erica and Aaron could do it.
Mm. Oh, I'm sure Aaron
doesn't want it.
Erica glances at Aaron stiffly.
All right.
Okay. So...
I am so sorry. I just have to... So sorry. I have to get this. Just a second.
I'm just gonna go.
Okay.
Oh, Connor, not a good time.
It's not a good time either for me to have your dad calling me on my vacation. About as calm as an atomic bomb.
It's about the phone call.
Yes. And to cut your dad's very long and mildly terrifying tirade short, he wants to buy it. And has upped our available bidding price.
Okay. I'll handle it.
Keep me in the loop. Bye.
I am so sorry.
No problem.
Okay, everyone, it's countdown time.
Okay. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5.
On one, you flip the switch.
3, 2, 1.
Aaron switches the lever, and the lights on the whole tree shine brightly, a large star at the top. The assembled crowd smiles as they mingle. Erica steps closer to the tree, hands in pockets. Aaron joins her, standing beside her, staring up at the star at the top of the tree.
Aaron, if I didn't say it properly before, thank you. I know you gave up something big for my family, and I know I don't know you that well, but you're obviously a really good guy. So, thank you so much.
Aaron nods, smiling, then glances down at the ground.
My pleasure.
Erica smiles widely, gazing up at the top of the tree. Aaron looks up with a look of concern. Maple Valley Inn.
It doesn't have to be this property. I'll find us something else.
Do the right thing here.
I am doing the right thing. I'm doing the right thing for us.
This property means something to the neighbors.
Yeah, and it means something to me, too.
I mean something more than money.
Dad, you sent me here to oversee this.
And I'm telling you, it's not the right decision.
Well, luckily for the both of us, you don't make the decisions.
Letting this go is the right thing to do, and we're gonna do it.
I gotta go. Talk tomorrow.
Steve purses his lips as he hangs up. Heidi holds a clipboard in the gift shop, counting inventory, as Erica enters.
Hey, we are out selling last year. We need more of everything.
Maybe we should plant more trees.
Heidi glares at Erica.
Heidi, becoming partners is going to have growing pains. It's normal. We just got to get through it.
I know. I'm just asking you to consider what's best for the business.
I am considering it. I'm just asking you to do the same.
Ladies, I already told you I'm not getting involved. You're going to have to figure this out together, not only because you're partners, but because I won't always be here.
You won't always be here. Is there something that you need to tell us?
I won't be here because I'm going back to Italy.
Wow, you know, back to Italy already?
Yeah. Tu puoi avere l'universo se io posso avere l'Italia. You may have the universe if I may have Italy. That's something Leo, Signor Russo, my tutor, he says that.
Mom, that sounds amazing.
Erica's eyes glisten as she stares.
Honey, after 50 years of nonstop work and, you know, giving everything to the farm and to you two, I'm now doing something for myself.
Well, I support it. And back to Italy to eat, pray, love.
Except without the love.
Her mom hangs her head, her smile fading.
I'm happy for you. It's just different. It's been just you and me here.
And me?
No, of course. I just meant living at the house. It's different.
Right. No, it is going to be different. But I need to do this for myself. And I want your support.
Of course, Mom.
I'm just worried about you being all alone, that's all.
Who's doing the pickup in town?
Erica raises her finger. On a village street, Erica exits a store, stumbling as she carries two crates. Aaron stands nearby.
Hey! What a coincidence!
Yeah. Also, the town's a block long, so...
That's right, huh? Can I help you with something?
Oh, no, that's okay.
Please, let me take something.
Aaron removes a coffee cup from the box full of items, grinning.
So what's all this?
Decorations. Paper goods, flowers. It's all for the Maple Christmas Fair tomorrow. We host a big holiday market. It gets a huge turnout. You should come.
Wish I could, but I'm on an early flight tomorrow to Aspen.
Oh, right, yeah. No, of course.
So, tell me more about this festival.
It's an Eno Spectacular. It was my mom's addition to the Christmas calendar years ago. We sell maple goods, and then the local artists from the town sell their arts, crafts, gifts. It's a tourist favorite and a big revenue stream for us.
Seems like you guys have a lot of revenue streams.
Yeah, but it's a matter of necessity. The maple business took years to get financially solvent. And,
they sit on a bench.
Well, we had a few bad years, and when my dad left, we had to take out a risky loan. That's why we had to sell the land to the Fernandez family.
What about your dad?
Well, you know, Christmas cards, birthday cards, never on our actual birthdays. It's fine, though. We don't hold it against him. It's a hard life out here. It's not for everyone.
So... the Fernandez land is about much more than just the land.
I guess I sort of see it as a symbol or something. Like if we get that land back, we'll be okay. We can erase the parts of the past we don't want. But if I'm being totally honest, my sister is not completely on board with buying the land.
Oh, yeah, business and family, that can be tough.
Yeah, I guess so. It didn't used to be, though. I mean, how do you and your dad make it work?
Oh, no,
I don't think we make it work. He gets what he wants. I back off. Or give up, or give in. And he takes that as me being aimless or having no follow through.
Erica glances at Aaron with sympathy as he stares off.
Well,
Erica stands, lifting the crates.
Here, let me,
It's okay, I got it.
I know you do.
He takes one of the crates from her. She smiles at him as they walk off together. In the house dining room, Mom and Heidi wrap small gift bags.
What's going on here?
It's for the Maple Christmas Fair. We make all sorts of maple products.
Mm-hmm. Maple soap, maple candles.
Maple butter, maple candies. Oh, speaking of candies, who's doing the candying?
I don't know what candying is, but if it's a verb form of candy, I'll take the job.
Perfect.
You want to keep an eye on the candy thermometer. When it hits 240, you let it cool. Then it needs to be stirred. Here, this one's ready to be stirred.
Okay.
Erica stirs a pot on the stove.
Now, you can see the shine on top.
Mm-hmm.
Transfer the syrup.
She uses a baster to place syrup into shaped trays. Aaron idly touches the syrup.
Ah, it's hot.
Of course it's hot, it's boiling.
I didn't know it was gonna be so hot.
There's literally a thermometer sticking out of it.
Sad to say it's in my character. Tell me there's a universe out there that's ever expanding. And I'll believe you, but you hang a wet paint sign on a wall. I need to touch it to make sure.
Erica holds his finger under the sink. She looks up at him. He looks back at her. They gaze at each other wistfully. She lets go of Aaron's finger, smiling as she looks away.
I won't do that again, okay?
Don't.
The strings of house lights illuminate the night sky. Aaron steps onto the porch, followed by Erica.
For your troubles.
There's no trouble.
Nothing, I guess. The road.
They gaze into each other's eyes. Erica looks away at an approaching headlight. Steve gets out of the car.
Dad? What are you doing here?
I called you, and you didn't answer. So I went by the inn, and they said that you might be here.
No, what are you doing in Maple Valley?
I'm here to look at the land.
You said you weren't bidding.
Erica looks at Aaron with a look of puzzlement.
Erica, this is my dad, Steve. Steve, this is Erica.
Nice to meet you, Erica. So you're the neighbor that's bidding against us for the land?
That's me.
Well, now I get it.
Can you excuse us? I'm sorry. I'll be in touch in a bit, okay?
Erica glances at Steve, who avoids her look as she enters her house. Erica steps inside, the door ajar.
So you're throwing away this deal for a woman you just met that you won't know next week?
No, I'm throwing this deal because I have principles. Why are you here?
Because I can't trust your decision with this land. So, 9 a.m. tomorrow morning, you and me, we're going on a little walk on the property.
What if I'm not there?
Steve turns at the bottom of the porch steps, glaring at Aaron, who stares back at him. Steve turns away, approaching his car.
You'll be there.
Erica approaches the family at the crowded kitchen counter.
Aaron's dad's here. Turns out they are still interested in the land. Heidi?
I'm giving it thought, but I'm still not convinced.
Okay, but we only have until tomorrow.
You know, what are we baking for the fair?
Well, we're gonna bake some fudge and some babka, yule log, and a recipe of shortbread that I found. Girls still on for the fudge, as usual?
You bet. Sure.
So, Ina, what are you going to do in Italy?
Well, everything that I didn't get to do last time. I'm gonna explore all the north. I'm gonna shop in Milan. Yeah, visit Lake Como, get lost in Venice, and eat, eat, eat.
Ah, it sounds perfect. I'm so jealous.
Yeah, but won't you get lonely?
No, I'm not going to get lonely. Because I'm not going to be alone. I have wanted to tell you for some time. You remember my Italian tutor from the language school in Rome?
Signor Russo?
This kind of happened.
You know, are you saying you have a secret Italian boyfriend?
No. I mean, yes. He does call himself my boyfriend.
Mom, are you saying you're going back to Italy for a man you met on vacation? You hardly know him.
Erica, I know him. And I care for him deeply. And with him, I feel like I'm being given a second chance for love. So be happy for me.
We are happy for you.
Really?
Of course we are. It's just, doesn't it seem a little sudden? A little too good to be true?
Erica?
What? Just because you don't want love doesn't mean Mom can't have it. Yeah, that's true. Sorry, Mom.
That's okay.
Ina looks sadly at Erica.
You know, we don't really need two people on Fudge, so I'll just get started on the shortbread.
Erica carries a box out of the kitchen. The others watch her go, frowning. Under a clear morning sky, Steve and Andres stand together in a driveway.
He'll be here. That's it.
Aaron's SUV pulls into the driveway and parks. Aaron gets out and joins the other two, a hand extended.
Mr. Fernandez.
How are you?
Aaron Davenport.
A pleasure.
Hello. Let's get started.
Please, this way.
At the Christmas fair, an assembled crowd gathers among several covered tents. Andres carries a shopping bag through the crowds, approaching a booth at the end of the row. Erica stands with Margo in front of syrup jars.
Hey.
Hi.
You know, the fair has always been my favorite. I'm really going to miss it. Erica, we still haven't received an offer from your family.
Right. We're working on it.
Yes, but between you and me, it seems that the Davenports are going to bid and window closes soon.
Well, we're bidding too. We're offering asking price. Standard contingencies.
Good. Send it as soon as you can.
Of course.
Erica crosses the walking path to a booth across the way. Heidi and Ina stand with baked goods.
Oh, look at this turnout. You know, it's incredible, right? Heidi, can I steal you for a second?
Oh. Your gentleman caller is here.
Ina and Heidi smile, noticing Aaron nearby. Erica glares at Heidi.
I'm sorry, she got the note to me.
Hi.
Oh, hi. What can I get you? We have maple shortbread, we have maple babka, we have maple fudge.
It's a lot of maple.
What we wouldn't give to live on a cacao farm.
Can we speak?
Erica glowers at him, then glances sheepishly to Heidi before strolling with Aaron along the path. Erica crosses her arms.
I'm sorry. I told my dad we shouldn't bid. I pushed it. But ultimately, it's not my decision. It's his. And I guess he's still deciding.
Well, thanks for letting me know. And how about an aspirin?
I'm actually going to stay here until this thing gets figured out. And besides, I gotta get my last-minute Christmas shopping in.
Aaron steps away, glancing at the booths.
What are you shopping for?
I gotta get something for my dad. I'm just not sure this is his jam.
Yeah, well, our booth selling money bags, bow ties, and top hats couldn't make it this year, so.
Oh, because he's the Monopoly man.
Sorry.
Yeah, sadly, it's kind of true. Maybe I should get him a monocle.
What will he get you?
Oh, he's gonna get me something generous and expensive. But not necessarily meaningful.
You want something meaningful?
You know, it'd be nice. It's been a while.
They pause, facing each other.
I think the last meaningful gift that I got was when I was 5 or 6 years old. It was this fire truck. I wanted it so badly. When I saw it under the tree Christmas morning.
Aaron makes an explosion gesture at his temples.
They made all these noises, sirens, and firemen were talking. I loved it.
Then what happened?
They stopped making noise and stopped playing with it.
Ina and Heidi smile as a customer walks off from the booth. Andres approaches.
Hey!
Hi!
Hi. Do you know if Erica's planning on sending an email soon?
What email?
The offer.
Heidi shakes her head, looking at the ground. At the syrup booth, Erica stocks several jars. Aaron chats on his cell nearby. Heidi approaches, hands in pockets.
You made an offer behind my back?
What?
Andre said you were sending him an email with an offer.
I'm sorry. I was just about to come talk to you about it. I just didn't want us to lose the opportunity.
No, this is not about us. This is about you. But you did lose, because the Davenports just bid way over asking price.
Erica stares, eyes wide, as Heidi walks off. She furrows her brow, turning to Aaron, who sighs, holding his phone, looking back at her. Erica joins Heidi in the house office.
Hey. You still mad at me?
Yep.
Erica sits on a cushion below the window.
Well, I will say it again from the bottom of my heart. I am sorry. I wanted the land so badly. I made a big mistake.
I don't know, Erica. I think the fact is that even though we're supposed to be partners now, you still just see me as your little sister.
Well, I can be better. Okay?
Okay. How are you feeling about the Davenports buying the Fernandez land?
Not great.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it's not Aaron's fault, but I still just want to scream at him.
Heidi glances out of the window, noticing an SUV approach.
Well, here is your opportunity because he just pulled up.
What?
Yeah.
Or, other option, I could go to the barn and get the sleigh ready for tomorrow.
You're going out the back?
Just tell him I'm not here.
Uh-huh. You don't want to be mature and try to talk to him, or...
No.
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 Aaron approaches the front door as Heidi walks out onto the porch.
Hey! Erica is not here.
Is she in the barn?
Yeah. Yeah, she's in the barn.
Thanks, Heidi.
Yeah.
Inside the barn, Erica fidgets with an ornament on a decorative branch hanging from the side of a sleigh. Aaron walks up.
How's hiding from me going?
I'm not hiding. I'm working.
Oh, yeah.
What are you still doing in town?
I'm purposely obfuscating the contract. Don't tell my dad. So you're moonlighting as Santa? Is this another Holden revenue stream?
It's for our horse-drawn sleigh ride, which starts tomorrow. We take guests out to a cabin in the woods, serve them a prime rib dinner.
Well, can I help?
Thanks, but I've just about finished.
Erica, I'm sorry. I tried. My dad doesn't listen to me.
Why do you work for him? I'm sorry. It's your life. What are you doing with it?
I don't know. But you don't think I ask myself that every day? You don't think that I know that I'm wasting my life trying to make my dad happy because I don't know what would make me happy?
Why don't you quit?
Because this has always been the plan, ever since I was 10 years old, to take over the business. I can't just quit on him. I also don't know what else I would do.
Do you want to go for a ride?
Aaron glances toward the wall.
Can I wear the hat?
Erica shakes her head.
I can't even get a pity hat? Wow. You're tough.
Erica and Aaron ride horses along a snowy path. Erica wears a cowboy hat. The horses stop.
What?
I can almost remember being here with my mom. Not an actual memory, but just a feeling.
how much she would have loved it here. She always wanted to move to horse country. My dad didn't want to. So she would just take me riding every chance she got. Until she got sick.
How old were you?
I was 10 when she passed. Too young.
It's always too young to have your heart broken.
They gaze at each other with sympathetic looks. The horses pass beneath the bulbs of mistletoe on the connecting garlands as the sky grows darker. The horses stop.
At night.
Aaron hops down and looks around, a wide smile on his face. Erica dismounts, petting her horse.
Still curious as to know why you're not dating anyone.
Well, I wouldn't say it's why, but I was married. I got divorced 4 years ago. It's fine. He was one of those adrenaline-seeking, four-season sports kind of guys. Led trekking trips across the country. Came out here looking for the Wild West.
Did he find it?
I don't know what he found. Whatever it wasn't enough. A little house, a little farm, a little life. He got bored of it. He got bored of me.
That's not possible.
Erica glances up at him, grinning.
What about you? Divorces, breakups,
opportunity to trauma bond.
No real, I mean, a couple long relationships, but nothing too serious.
Why not?
I don't know. Maybe my dad was right. Maybe I have no follow through.
Maybe you have follow through when you find something you want to follow through on. It's getting dark. I have to get back. My family does this pioneer Christmas thing tonight.
They approach their respective saddles.
What's that? Like, blacksmithing and cholera? But make it Christmas?
Exactly.
Erica mounts her saddle. A bonfire crackles outside the house. The family around it with plate, Aaron among them.
Sausages! Campfire spuds. Okay, you gotta eat up, Aaron. Put some meat on those bones.
If there's not enough, I don't.
There isn't more than enough, and we're happy to have you here.
You know, Mom started Pioneer Christmas when we were kids to honor our great grandparents who didn't have a working stove their first Christmas. So they cooked holiday dinner over an open fire.
But really, we think Mom just wanted a night off of the dishes.
So, before I leave, I want you to meet Leo, so I suggested he come here for Christmas.
This Christmas?
Yeah.
But it's always just us.
You remember the chocolates?
It's mm-hmm. tradition. Mm-hmm. It's practically a rule. It's just family.
But things change. I want you to meet him. I mean, I'd want to meet the man that you were uprooting your life for.
Mom, your trip to Italy is not just a visit, is it?
Ina glances sadly at Erica. Erica's eyes glisten, glowing with the cackling fire. On a bright day, Erica enters the gift shop, passing through a crowd of customers toward the back. Heidi writes in a clipboard.
Have you seen Mom?
I think she's on her way back from the airport.
Wow. So, this is really happening then.
And it's happening sooner than we thought.
Heidi beckons to the window. Erica turns. Outside, Ina smiles, waving to the window, beside a man holding luggage. Erica's brow furrows, glancing to Heidi, who smiles. They share a knowing look.
Here's Leo.
Leo kisses both of Erica's cheeks.
I am so happy to be here. And in time for the sleigh ride. I was afraid I'd miss it.
No. You have plenty of time to settle in before the sleigh ride.
Good.
Mom, so nice to have you. When you said that Leo would be coming for Christmas, I didn't know you meant today.
Well, Christmas is 3 days away. Maybe he's going to come. Now's the time.
Yeah, I guess so.
Erica, I know this is difficult for you.
And I know why. But please, pull it together.
Ina pats her arm, then returns to Heidi and Leo. Erica frowns. At the Fernandez house, Steve checks his watch, standing beside Andres.
Should we keep waiting for it?
No.
Follow me.
Erica assists a group of tourists into the sleigh. Aaron approaches.
Hey there.
Erica smiles.
You here for the sleigh ride?
You have room?
Not in the back, but in the front, if you want to work.
Yeah, you have to earn that hat.
He reaches for a cowboy hat.
You can wear this one.
She hands him a knitted wool cap, then climbs inside the front.
All right. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the 55th annual Maple Valley Christmas Sleigh Ride. Now, technically, we've been doing this ride for 55 years. My family has been doing it for over a century. Ever since my great-grandparents came here and come winter discovered there were no roads. Probably why it was affordable. Now, please keep your arms and legs inside, and I hope you're hungry, because we are off.
The horses draw the sleigh through the snow. Erica and Aaron sit beside each other in the front. Erica shakes the reins. Aaron glances at Erica.
You didn't give me a turn?
But you think you can handle this?
Oh yeah, I can handle it.
She hands him the reins.
Keep the reins taut, no slack. Don't try to force it, just feel it. It's not about them listening to you, it's about you listening to each other. Connected.
They hold the reins together. Aaron glances at Erica, who gazes back, smiling. She lets go, giving him control. The horses trot along the path.
Doing great.
Of course I'm doing great. I'm a natural.
He lets go of the reins with one hand and threads it around her arm. They hold hands, interlocking their fingers through their mittens. She gazes at Aaron, who smiles, then turns to face the path ahead. The empty sleigh and horses stand outside a church with a bell tower under an evening sky. Inside, Heidi and Trevor hold guitars beside guests seated at two large tables full of candles, wine, and food. Erica bring empty plates to Ina and Leo at the reception counter.
Anything else?
Oh, no. That's everything. All the guests are here, so why don't you two grab a plate? We've had a cancellation. There's a table right over there. It's got your name on it. Enjoy.
Ina and Leo hand them each a wine glass.
Enjoy. Thank you.
Buon appetit.
Ina and Leo smile as Aaron and Erica sit at a table for two.
You know, this is very...
let me guess. Romantic. Special, amazing, perfect.
I am kind of like an annoyingly positive magic eight ball.
It's not annoying. I love it.
They gaze at each other, smiling. Aaron glances down, pondering.
But yes, I was going to say all those things.
Hope it'll be true. I mean, it is special, right? Oh, my grandfather used to love hosting this event. It's amazing seeing what it's grown into today. We had to move it out here to the barrel room years ago just to make space.
It's a great place to host a dinner.
That was my grandfather's idea. Now, he used to insist on cooking the entire meal himself. Or else wrote me into helping him, but I enjoyed every minute of it, of course.
You really do love what you do.
I do. You should, too.
I mean, I love aspects of it. I love building something from the ground up. I love the problem-solving, creativity. I just don't love the projects my dad picks. Or working with him on them. I really do like the work.
You ever thought about going out on your own?
They gaze at each other, their eyes glistening. Heidi and Trevor stand at microphones, holding their guitars. Aaron glances to the empty spot of floor beside the tables, then at Erica.
You want to dance?
Sure.
Aaron extends a hand, which Erica grasps as she stands. They walk hand in hand to the open area in front of the microphones, where Ina and Leo are already dancing. Ina watches, smiling, as Aaron faces Erica. She places an arm on his back. They hold hands as they sway back and forth. Erica closes her eyes.
No. Ever since I met you, I feel different.
What do you mean?
I don't know. When I'm with you, I feel found.
Erica gazes at him, then pulls her head closer to his cheek, staring off as she ponders. She closes her eyes, smiling, as they dance. Aaron moves his head closer, smiling. Inside his room at the Maple Valley Inn, Aaron types on his laptop, sitting on the couch. A fire crackles in the fireplace.
Come in.
Steve enters in his suit jacket.
Where were you today? You just don't show up? You're selfish.
I'm selfish.
Yeah, you're selfish.
Yeah? Remember that Christmas? You got me that fire truck?
Vaguely.
It made all these cool noises. I loved it. I played with it for 6 months. Then all of a sudden it just stopped making noise. I asked you what happened to it and you said it was broken.
Okay.
You know, Mom. And she kept all my old toys in that chest. Well, I came across that fire truck. It had a note attached to it that said, Debbie, don't replace the batteries. Tell Aaron it's broken. It's annoying.
Okay, I made some mistakes, but I'm just trying to teach
you. I didn't need to be taught. I needed to be loved. I'm gonna get back to work. I think you've taught me well.
Aaron looks away from Steve, staring at the laptop. Steve stares at him, then turns and walks out of the room. On a bright morning at the house, Leo sits at the kitchen counter, holding a coffee mug.
Good morning.
Erica enters. Leo pours a second mug and offers it to Erica.
Thanks.
Erica sits at the table, opposite Leo.
Where's my mom?
Oh, I think she's still sleeping in.
Oh, okay. You're up early?
Not really. It's 16 o'clock in Italy, and 2 days before Christmas. We have a lot to do. Make a menu and shop and cook. It's all about food for me, always, but especially the holidays. Maybe we should talk about the Christmas Eve dinner menu? We have a tradition in Italy, the Feast of the Seven Fishes, La Vigilia, all fish dishes.
Wow, that sounds... it's a lot of fish. It's just normally for Christmas Eve, we do maple everything. You know, maple glazed ham, maple Brussels sprouts.
I could do a maple salmon. The feast of one fish.
Yeah. You know, we could discuss that more. But, you know, I've got to... I just got to get to town and do some last-minute Christmas shopping.
Yes, of course.
Right, okay.
Erica smiles awkwardly at Leo as she leaves. In the village, Erica walks out of a store with large holiday bags. Aaron passes, holding a smaller bag.
Erica. Hey.
Hey. I'm still Christmas shopping?
Yeah, just picking up my dad's present. How about you? We got your hands full there?
Yeah, last minute errands.
Do you have a minute to talk? I have something I want to discuss with you.
Yeah.
So, you remember how you told me last night how I should start my own firm?
Sure.
Well, I've been thinking about it. How I have my access to financing, my network. And then it hit me. My dad, he hasn't signed the contract for the land yet. He hasn't put the deposit down. He's done the walkthrough and is waiting on the surveyor, so technically, other offers can still be accepted.
Aaron, I can't outbid your dad.
But what if he could?
In the family room at the house, Anna, Leo, Trevor, and Heidi smile as they place small items into stockings hanging from the mantle. Erica walks in.
What are you guys doing?
Your mom, she made a sock for me.
A stocking, honey. Oh. Stocking. We thought while they were hanging the stockings that we could stuff them.
Heidi, could I talk to you for a minute?
Yeah.
Heidi steps into the kitchen with Erica.
Listen, I just saw Aaron, and I know it sounds a little weird, but he wants to help us buy the land. It's like a silent partner or a guarantor or something. See, then the land would cost less, and we'd have more capital left over for your business plan.
Erica, I said no to the land, and then you went and got Aaron involved?
No. No, it was entirely Aaron's idea.
Yeah, maybe. Okay, but it still feels disrespectful to me.
How? It has nothing to do with respect.
You know, this is the same issue that we've had our entire lives, where you're the big sister and you know best and you get to decide everything. Or you and Mom are a team and I'm just... What?
I didn't know you felt that way.
Yeah, well, I do. And I also feel like you don't listen to me. We're supposed to be partners. I'm beginning to wonder if we're even capable of that.
Heidi scoffs as she walks off. Erica frowns, watching her go. At the inn lobby, Aaron sits with his chin on his hands, staring at a gift on the table, sitting beside a plate filled with burning candles. Steve approaches, a scarf hanging over his suit and tie. Aaron sits up straighter as Steve faces him.
How'd the survey go?
Good. Yeah, it's a go. Just waiting on the report, and once I get it, I'll send the deposit over.
Dad, I'm asking you one last time not to move forward with this.
And I'm telling you no.
Then I quit.
Oh, come on, Aaron. You're not going to quit. This company's going to be yours one day.
I don't want it.
Of course you do. Because that's been the point of this whole thing. All my hard work to make sure that even when I'm not there, you'll be taken care of.
No, it's not. You didn't do this for me. You did this for you.
Aaron stares at Steve, eyes wide. He takes the jacket off the back of the couch and stands.
You know, I don't know how to fix things between you and I. But I know it starts with me not working for you anymore.
Steve glances away, shaking his head. Aaron walks out, leaving Steve pondering. The bright daylight streams into the barn. Aaron approaches the stables as Erica carries a bale of hay.
I thought I'd find you here. I got some news. In today's episode of Davenport Drama, I told my dad I'd quit.
Wow.
And we probably only have until tomorrow morning to make an offer.
Yeah, right, about that. Thank you for trying and all the effort you put in, but we're not gonna do it.
Why not?
Heidi doesn't want to, and she's right. It's an emotional decision.
Yeah, but sometimes those decisions lead to the best decisions.
And sometimes they're the decisions that we regret. The ones we wish we could run away from or undo, the ones that leave you bored.
I'm not your ex.
I know that. But you're still...
Well, go on. I'm still what?
You're a rich kid who's lost and thinks he'll find himself by putting on a Stetson and playing cowboy. Look, I support you finding yourself, but whatever it is you're looking for, You're not going to find it here.
Maybe you don't pick the wrong guys.
Maybe you pick the right guys. And just drive them away.
Maybe I do. But like I said, I don't date tourists.
Aaron stares at her, lips pursed. He nods softly as Erica holds her steely gaze. He shakes his head and turns away.
You know, I was trying to figure out what I had to do to earn that hat. But I realized you were never going to give me that hat.
Erica takes a breath, her eyes weepy. Steve turns and walks out of the barn into the sunlight, without looking back. Erica watches, stone-faced, as he leaves. The barn windows light the dusky evening sky. Erica walks out of the barn and closes the large door. She takes several steps toward the house, then pauses, glancing over the fence at the property next door. She takes a breath, staring wistfully at the house. The large Christmas tree lights up the dark night sky in front of the family house, the windows all aglow. Inside, Ina, Heidi, Leo, and Trevor decorate a Christmas tree in the living room. Erica walks in, gaping at the tree.
Come decorate.
We already decorated.
Leo brought his family ornaments from Italy, so we're adding them.
But we always do the tree a certain way.
It's just a tree.
It's not just a tree. It's the way things are. It's the way things have always been, a way they're supposed to continue being.
Okay, honey, but things change, and we're going to move through this together.
Except we're not going to move through it together because you're leaving. And it seems like you want to leave too, since all we do lately is argue.
I'm trying here, but maybe you just don't know how to be a partner.
Heidi.
I'm sorry, but you always want to prove how you don't need anyone. You can do everything on your own. Well, maybe you should.
What's that supposed to mean?
It means that I don't want to lose you as a sister. So maybe I need to lose you as a partner. Because it seems like you would rather run the farm on your own, so do it. Buy me out.
Heidi turns away sadly. Ina frowns, glancing at Erica, who looks heartbroken. At the inn on a clear morning, Aaron walks through the lobby halls toward reception.
Hi.
Hey.
Just checking out.
Yeah, sure. Actually, your father left this for you.
Thanks.
The concierge places a wrapped package on the counter. Aaron places his coat down and removes the bow. He opens the lid of the box and looks inside. He tears away the tissue paper. He takes a red fire truck out of the box. His eyes flutter as he looks at it. Under the truck is an envelope. He removes a card from the envelope and reads it. Aaron glances down the empty hallway of the inn, then ponders the truck. In the kitchen, Ina and Trevor chop vegetables at the counter, smiling. Erica walks in, approaching Leo.
All your meatball recipes, just how you like them.
Maybe next year we could do Feast of the Seven Fishes in Tuscany.
Yes.
Heidi peeks her head in from the foyer.
Erica? Can you come here a sec?
Erica follows Heidi out of the house, joining Andres on the porch.
Andres!
The Davenports withdrew their offer. The property's all yours.
We see about that.
Thank you so much, Andres. Erica is excited to move forward.
What?
Just let her know next steps.
I'll email the documents over after Christmas.
Great.
And Merry Christmas.
You too.
Andres walks off down the porch. Heidi turns to Erica.
Heidi, I'm not going to buy the land. You're right. I can't do everything alone.
You have Margot and Ollie, and you can hire more staff.
I don't want more staff. I want a partner. I want a best friend. I want my sister.
Heidi smiles.
I don't want to do this without you. And not just because I need you, but because there is no joy in it without you. I know I've let you down. I am begging you to give me another chance. I will be better.
It's not just you, Erica. It's half me. I've been so defensive, and I get jealous of you and Mom sometimes because it just seems like you both belong here more than I do. Like, you're both made for this, and maybe I'm not.
Hey, that is not true. I know it'll be a lot of hard work. I don't want to give up on us. I want us to be partners.
Good. Me too.
They smile and embrace tightly. They face each other, holding hands.
That's good because I can't afford to buy you out.
Then I guess we're doing this.
I don't want to buy the land if you think it's an emotional decision.
I think it's an emotional decision. But that doesn't mean I don't think it's the right one.
Erica smiles, her eyes teary. Inside the family house, Erica and Heidi return to the others in the kitchen, prepping dinner.
You okay, honey?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. And I will be okay without you.
Oh, I know you will.
I'm sorry I wasn't happier for you about Leo. I am happy. I guess I just felt like you were abandoning me. I think I always saw you as a strong, single woman who was happy to be alone, and that made it okay for me to be that way, too.
It is okay. And you're not alone. Speaking of, what happened with Aaron?
I messed up. Maybe it would have worked. Or maybe it never would have worked, and he'd have gotten bored or left or broken my heart.
Well, none of that happened, and you still have a broken heart. I know it's scary. I know.
Ina glances at Leo.
I'm terrified.
Leo puts his arm around her and kisses her forehead. Erica watches with a wistful look. Erica stands in the family room, holding her phone.
Hi. It's me. Listen, I know you probably don't want to hear from me. I just want to say, you're not a tourist. And I should have said this earlier, but I feel the same way you do. I feel found. And I know that you might be an emotional decision, but I also know that you would be the best decision. So I guess what I'm trying to say is, do you want to come for dinner? And I realized that was a really long way of saying that. So, yeah. That's it. Bye.
She hangs up and lowers her arm, staring off. The windows of the house light up the night sky. Inside, the family sits around the kitchen table with dishes of food and wine glasses. Erica sits alone on one side of the table, two empty places beside her. Trevor begins to scoop potatoes onto his plate.
Who's hungry?
I heard.
Sorry, can we just wait one more minute?
Yeah. Oh.
Erica smiles, dashing over to the front door. She opens the door. Steve stands on the porch.
Hi.
No one's ever been quite so disappointed to see me.
No, I'm sorry. I just...
Steve carries a wine bottle inside.
Everyone, this is Steve.
Welcome, Steve.
Hi.
I invited him. I told him Aaron might be here.
He's not?
No. Please stay anyway. Thank you for withdrawing your offer.
Well, it meant a lot to Aaron.
Come on in, Steve. This is my younger daughter, Heidi.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Her husband.
Trevor. Ciao, Leo. A little vino for you.
Okay.
Happy to.
Steve sits beside Erica.
Let's eat.
You want to say thanks?
Yes.
Okay. Erica joins hands with Ina and Steve.
Thank you for this food, for this family, this land, this work, and this life. Thank you for all the things that have come before us. and all the things yet to come. And thank you for the things we can't change and all the things we can.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Heidi glances up at Erica expectantly. Erica takes a breath, then walks to the door. Ina smiles at the others. Erica opens the door. Aaron stands on the porch.
You called?
Erica smiles at him.
You're late.
Ina smiles at Heidi, who taps Trevor playfully.
Maybe I got lost. Or maybe I'm right on time. And you just weren't ready for me before.
Erica?
Aaron,
dinner!
Aaron smiles as he walks in. Steve stands as Aaron approaches. They stare at each other. Steve pats Aaron's shoulder.
Come here.
Steve hugs Aaron, who smiles. Ina smiles at Leo as he watches. The families pass dishes back and forth to each other, all seated at the table, smiling as they fill their plates.
Yes.
Got it.
Okay.
Aaron hands Erica a dish. She smiles at him. They gaze at each other. Aaron lowers his hand, grasping hers beneath the table. She smiles as they interlock their fingers. He smiles at her. The trees around and inside the barn are strung with bright lights. Aaron and Erica hold hands as they walk in. She retrieves a gift, wrapped with a bow.
What are we doing out here? It's freezing.
I wanted to give you a Christmas present.
She holds it as Aaron unwraps the bow. She smiles as he lifts the lid, revealing a cowboy hat. He smiles at her, then takes the hat out of the box. He replaces the lid. She places the box down as Aaron gazes at the hat. He puts it on, smiling at Erica.
It looks good. I guess I should have given it to you a while ago.
Yeah, you should have. And I just gotta say, it's not a present if I had to earn it.
Yeah. You never really had to earn it. Oh, hey.
She glances above. He follows her gaze, noticing mistletoe.
Finally.
Aaron caresses her cheek gently as he pulls her close. They share a passionate kiss, standing at the entrance to the barn, the large wreath above the threshold strung with lights.